IRS on the Road, value-based parenting and life balance ideas from world-traveling family coaches. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
Hello and welcome back to IRS on the Road. We are so happy to be with you today.
It's probably our calmest moment of the day today, sitting here talking on the podcast, and then from here on out, it's going to be a crazy day.
Crazy day. Today is the day of my class reunion, and we have not been shy about how old we are or where we are in life. And I have to say, this is 60 years since we graduated from high
school. 60 years since you graduated from high school.
Right, yeah.
I was already well on my way into adulthood.
Yeah.
I'd graduated 3 years sooner. So, wow. And I got so jealous of Linda's the chairwoman of her class reunion.
I have a great partner who
you found a friend to help you, but you're in charge. I got a little jealous, and a friend of mine and I said, hey, we'll have a little reunion too. So we're going to do a little class reunion about a month after yours.
You don't like today. Me to have any fun without you having fun.
That's right. I want to do it too. And I have to tell you, nostalgia is a very interesting thing because it's kind of joyful in a way, but it's also kind of morose in a way.
Right. There are things to think about that are so interesting about how it was to be young and then how it was during our middle years when we had kids and businesses and things to do. And then now we're at a little different spot in life.
Well, what's hard about it for me is, you get together with all your classmates and they're all so old. They all look so old. And then you go look in the mirror and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, but that isn't actually true of Linda. I mean, Linda looks.
Yes, it is.
We see all these pictures of you with your classmates and they all look like your mother.
Let me stop that.
And you're just like the young person there.
That isn't right.
Well, it is too right because when we go to movies, they won't give you a senior ticket. They make you prove you're over 65.
That is not true.
It is true.
Silly guy.
True.
No, it isn't. Anyway, we are.
They say to me, so nice you could bring your daughter to the movies.
One, stop. But it is going to be fun. We're going down to my old high school, which is now a junior high school, which has been remodeled and so on. But there are just lots of memory lane places.
It's
there.
A classic old school, a classic sort of Georgian front with three levels and
red brick,
and old. I bet it was built 100 years ago.
Probably. And it's pretty amazing. We're going to have a good time. We have only about 40 people that are still around.
We're still alive.
Of our class, there were like 89 people in my class. This makes it nice because we can just talk together. But 89 people in my class, 34 have passed away. That's more than a third, which absolutely kills me.
The average age of life is the age you are now. So it stands to reason that a certain percentage would be gone.
Amazing. But it's
not laughing at those who are gone. I'm just saying, time does pass.
It does take a toll, yeah. But we woke up this morning thinking about a book that I found when we had a book club meeting with about a dozen really good friends. And our friend had a book on the coffee table. That is
lovely. A lovely book, a hardbound book.
It was actually soft. It was a
paperback, but it was really nice book with a lot of endorsements.
And it was called The Joys of Growing Older.
The Joys of Growing Older. And it was by John and Helen Sr. And we were just so excited. We looked for a moment when no one was around. We could go over and read a little about The Joys of Growing Older.
And anyway, as we were chatting, there was, this looks really interesting. And we opened it up. And all the pages were blank.
There was not a single word. It was just all blank pages in the book, The Joys of Growing Older.
And so We decided to, around the table at dinner, we were going to talk about the joys of growing older. There were lots of
And there was
joys.
total silence.
Yeah, no, they were really good ideas. So today we're going to talk about, first of all, the joys of high school, because there were some really great
At the
things about
reunion,
high
don't worry,
school
we're not going to do that on
at
the
the
radio
reunion,
show,
right?
on the podcast.
And then we're going to talk about the joys of our midlife when we had children and businesses and crazy things going on in our life.
The joys of summer, in other words, the summer of life.
Right, the
You going to
summer.
use the seasons like the joys of the spring of life, the joys of
Maybe
the
we should.
summer of
Maybe
life?
we should. And then now, the joys of autumn, the autumn of life, because we're at a different place. And so it will be really fun to get people's input. Like, what did you love about high school? What did you love about your midlife? What did you love? What do you love about getting older? And I think it'll be a really fun discussion.
I do too. And I'm here's my role. I'm the AV guy who runs the PowerPoint or finds someone to run the PowerPoint. And then I'm also the guy with the key to the elevator. I'm the elevator man
Right,
today.
because a lot of people need the elevator now. And we actually are going to do 2 days. So today is all about that. Tomorrow is all about going to the new high school, which has an underground gym, if you can believe it.
With
It was
an
built mostly
another
underground.
elevator. I need to get a key for
No,
that too.
the elevator's broken. That's the problem.
Oh, that's
So
oh, how are we going to get people down to
we
that?
aren't going to. We're going to
You're
just
going to
be
carry
on the
them.
main floor.
Oh,
We're going to be
okay.
the main floor.
Okay.
And set up chairs, and then we're going to talk about our teachers, and we're going to have the kids of some of our teachers, of course, of our teachers have all passed on pretty much, and so we're going to have them, and we're actually zooming one of them in, and that's going to be really
That's
fun.
actually a great idea. All these venerable teachers that all of you remember and cherish because we remember the good things about those teachers, right? And they've passed on, but their children are going to be there. And some of their children are, isn't one of them 90 years old?
Well, no, we also going to have a dear woman that we all love from junior high who's
Who's still
91
alive?
years old. She's still alive. She's 90. She came all the way from Meridian, Idaho, which is a long way away, with her daughter. She didn't drive, don't worry. And we're going to have her there, and everybody loved her too. So it's going to be a fun
So
couple of days.
you're gonna have a memory time for those who have passed on in your class. You're gonna have a memory time of your teachers. And isn't your theme back to the future? So the
Yeah.
first part is you're gonna go back in your reunion, and then the tomorrow day is gonna be look into the future.
And the teachers that we
Oh,
had
and the
after
teachers.
that, and
Yeah.
then, yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Well, I think it'll be great. And I'm going to be there just as a support person. I'm going to be there to prove to them they're not very old. I'm going to say, hey, buck up, you guys. I'm 3 years older than you. You should look at me as the person who makes you feel young.
Right, exactly. But we are going to have a good time. I mean, the past is fun to ponder. And there are good things about growing old, a lot. We came up with 25 things that are really great about
We're
growing
not going
old.
to bore you with those right now,
No.
but I'm going to be like your farm boy today, Linda. I'm going to be like in The Princess Bride, and whatever you need, you're just going to ask, and I'm going to say as you wish, and I'm going to run around and do it, whether it's
Sure.
getting old people
Set.
on the elevator or whether it's running the AV. I'm just going to be your little guy, and as
You're
you
going to
wish,
take
as you
pictures.
wish.
That's
Oh,
right.
I'm
You
also
got to
your
remember to take
photographer.
pictures and
That's
videos.
right.
So you got to do
I'm a
it.
useful person
And we
today.
have a playlist from the
Oh, that's a great one.
from our era that is going to be so fun.
We listened to that on the way up. Do you realize that in the 60s, the greatest music of all time? I mean, we were listening to this playlist as we drove up the other day and was talk about nostalgia. Diana Ross and the Supremes, and then it was Bobby V, and then it was Bobby Darin. There were a lot of Bobbies in those
Oh, yeah,
days,
but
right?
also the
The
Beatles, also
Beatles
Elvis
and
Presley,
Elvis. Oh,
the
it's just
James, all those old, beautiful old songs are going to be fun.
Etta James. the song At Last.
Honey, don't sing, don't sing,
Well, you know, the interesting thing is one of our granddaughters is named Etta.
Yes, after
And
Etta James.
her dad, who just loves slow jazz and female jazz singers, and he loves Frank Sinatra, frankly.
He loves his
He was
wife, too.
born too late. But he named one of his kids Etta. And so, you know, we're paying special attention to that one. But that whole playlist, I mean, talk about bringing you back to the day.
Well,
even that one song, Leader of the Pack,
yeah.
With the motorcycle roaring.
We did have an assembly organized by Corky Wilson, who had a motorcycle. And so he Corky Wilson.
Was it a
his
Harley?
Name was Myron, but
did he have a Harley Davidson?
Probably, I don't know.
Did it
no,
roar?
It
did it
go? Yes, yes, it did. Anyway, they had this whole skit all worked out, and he got a motorcycle on the stage, and it was amazing. And so he revved it up, room, room, and then it flew off of the stage.
With him on it?
With him on it.
Into the audience?
Into the audience. And
oh my
luckily,
gosh,
he had the presence of mind to go around to the aisle.
Oh,
and I don't think he
around?
Actually hit
oh
anybody.
My gosh. Maybe he did it on purpose.
But I don't know. He did not do it on purpose. But I don't know if he was expelled or not. I don't think so, because he
so as kids
didn't
come,
do it on
as,
purpose.
As your kids, as your 78-year-old kids come into the reunion today, you're going to have that song, Leader of the Pack, playing on the loudspeakers.
We are.
Man, everyone listening wishes they could come to your reunion today.
I hope it's as fun as you make it sound.
Oh, it sounds so
we make
great.
It.
So anyway, reunions. Now, I just want to say one last thing on that. As we were listening to these songs and driving up here yesterday, you know, I mean, maybe everyone feels this way, but we were just in a mood where we were saying, you know, maybe we lived in the best time, maybe we live in the best span of years in the history of the world. Because we grew up in, you know, in the 60s, and things were so idyllic, and you know, we didn't have to worry about social media or any of the other. We just, there's this lovely sort of naive, idyllic time to grow up, and then we were in college and grad school in the late 60s when there was so much political activism and it was so interesting to just be in the world. And then, you know, we had our children in the 70s and the 80s, and it was just a great time to raise kids. And we were just going through, wow, did we really live in the best time ever? And now it's a great time to be older. We could put something in the book, The Joys of Growing Older, is that now we've got so much help. We've got AI to take care of us. We just lived in a great time. Now, you younger people, sorry. you didn't know the joys of the 60s.
No, you didn't. But, you know, each of the joys of the 25s. So it's really interesting. It's a long time ago, long time ago.
And Linda, there's one other pretty great thing that's happening today. You know what it is?
No.
Well, today is the first day of registration. The first day you can go online, it's live registration, and you can sign up for this online course called Not the Joys of Getting Older. That's a fake book, but it's called How to Live the Second Half of Life. And we've been working on it for a long time. It's an online course. It'll involve emails and Instagram and Zoom calls. And it's just going to be great because we're talking about the different ways of thinking and the different ways of goal setting and the different ways of approaching life in the second half or in the fourth quarter of life. And so this is cool. We'll take a little break, and then we'll talk a little more about that in the second half of the show.
So hang on. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Iyer's on the Road. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
And we're back. We just love sharing these few minutes with you every week, and we know you're not listening every week. Maybe some friends are. Margaret, are you out there?
If you're listening every week, you need to get a life.
No, no, that's not true. It really is so great that we have friends that are supporting, and we love just sitting here chatting, imagining your faces as we talk.
We do indeed. So many of you who do listen a lot have heard about this course we're doing. I'm going to tell you a little summary, and Linda, just chip in and add to it. What happened is that almost 2 years ago now, we were approached by an organization called CEO, and it's a very interesting organization. What much of our speaking in years gone by was to a group worldwide that we just love, a group called YPO, which stands for Young Presidents Organization. And we just found it, we discovered it 30 years ago, and we just found it very interesting because in order to join, you have to be the president or the CEO of a fairly major company. Back in the early days, it was a $20 million company. You had to be the president of that before you turned 40 in order to join this group. I mean, it was essentially a group of entrepreneurs or of young business leaders who started companies, or in some cases second or third generation, or in some cases hired guns, or in other words CEOs hired by companies but younger than 40. So by definition, this is a group of really type A people, right? Really, you know, aggressive, highly educated in most cases, people running companies at a fairly young age. And it became our favorite audience to speak to because, of course, when they're in their late 30s or their early 40s, they're not only running these companies, they're parents, right? And they're trying to balance their life between their career, which is incredibly demanding, and their family. And this work-family balance was sort of our forte. It was our swing zone. It was our sweet spot. It's what we were writing about and talking about. So there was just a good fit. And we started speaking to their chapters around the world. And we ended up going to over 50 different countries to talk to the YPO, Young Presidents Association chapter in everywhere. And wow, do we have some memories from Abu Dhabi to Bali to
Kuala Lumpur to Australia.
All over the world, speaking to this group.
It was amazing.
And I think we were their highest rated resource for a number of years. And it wasn't because we're the greatest speakers in the world, although you are pretty darn good.
No.
It was because our topic was so germane, so important, so relevant to them because, again, you know, you've got people running companies. They're consumed with the busyness of that. And yet they're at the same time trying to keep their marriages intact and trying to raise their children and so on. So, you know, we were known for a number of years as the sort of the gurus to them on the idea of work-family balance. And we always added a third, you know, it's not only balancing your family with your work, it's balancing the two of those with your personal needs, which probably includes your faith and your own health and your own personal well-being. And so they became our favorite audience. And you have great memories of that, don't you, honey? And your memory's better than mine. You remember so many of those events.
I thought you were going to say your memory is better than it really was.
But well, maybe.
It was really amazing. What a great time. And I think the thing we learned more than any other single thing from that was that people all over the world, whether they're in China or Timbuktu, they all want the same thing for their kids.
And whether they're rich or poor.
And exactly. And they do really grieve for ways to do that, to make their life
hungry for
really, yeah, really, really quality. And so not that we delivered, because there's a lot of things that
Well, we got
we
them in a
can
lot
do.
of discussions where they helped each other. How can I find the time to be a good dad and a good mom, even when I'm running a company, in some cases a public company, and I have to answer to shareholders and to customers and so on. And so it was a really wonderful span of years in our life. And it went until fairly recently. In fact, it went until COVID. And that's when we sort of cut it off as far as going out and speaking to them. It was, and the timing was good because they were looking at us like, wow, you're old. And so that was a probably good thing. But why are we telling you this story? Because it leads up to this CEO group, which was sort of the thing people would join late after they'd been in YPO as young entrepreneurs, young professionals, young presidents of companies. And then when they were older, a lot of them joined this other organization. There are actually two, one called YPO Gold, where they would just continue in their same chapters, only they were more senior members now. And the other one was this group called CEO, which again is just more senior presidents, leaders of companies. And so we were called by them. I think our first contact with the Houston chapter of CEO is a little over 2 years ago now. And what they were interested in is having us talk on the second half of life, on what do you do now? What do you do as a grandparent rather than a parent? What do you do as someone who's not in the spring or summer of life, but in the autumn of life? How do you live your best life? Where do you find balance now? Your family's very different than it was when you had young children. Your company's very different than when you started it. How do you balance and live the best life you can at this stage of life? And so we developed this program, or this little series of ideas and lessons on how to live in the second half of life. And we're still delivering that to them. We do a webinar with them now every month. But it occurred to us that we should make this an online course, because it's not just CEOs, it's everyone who, gets in the autumn of life. These seasons of life need to be approached differently. If you're living your life the same way with the same mentality and the same sort of priorities and focal points and methodologies and approaches that you did in the spring and summer of life, you're probably not doing as well as you could, because we're different as we're a little older. We have different skills. We also have weaknesses we didn't have at a younger age. And so the further we got into it, the more sort of impressed we were with how you really need a new kind of thinking in the autumn of your life.
Well, as you're talking, I'm thinking, a lot of people listening, maybe most people listening, are not CEOs or have not been YPO people.
Exactly.
But
We're ordinary people.
what this is about is really enhancing this part of your life, of making it wonderful instead of dreading it, and getting ideas from different people. We have an adjunct faculty who comes in, and they've had a variety of life experiences. Whether you're still struggling with finances or whether you're a CEO, it doesn't matter, because we all want to be better in this second half of life.
We don't want to have to rediscover the wheel. I mean, if you're a 55-year-old and you can listen or be in contact with a kind of a mentor who's 65 or who's 70 and who's sort of been through the phase of life you're in and can say, well, you need to think about your family in a different way now that you're a grandparent. You need to, move away from being in charge and be a consultant to your kids who are now the parents. Or you need to exercise a little differently. You need to eat a little differently. Your body's changing, your mind is changing. make these changes rather than trying to continue to live the same way you have in the first half of life.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times people think about what they're leaving for their children in when they get older in terms of money and things and stuff and so on.
Legacies, yeah.
But we want people to be more aware of not those things, but the legacy that they're leaving. What do your kids, what are they going to remember about you?
Right.
What is important that you're really leaving with them? It's a lot more important than stuff or money or things like that. I mean, you're leaving them something that will last for their lives.
And you know, the interesting thing, honey, is that we're looking out the window at Bear Lake right now, and the slant of light just the last week has changed. And when you look out right now, we're seeing autumn. We're seeing, it doesn't look the same as it did in the summer. There's just a different, the
yeah.
hues are different.
Yeah.
The colors are richer and deeper. And so it's kind of neat that we're starting this, the class begins September 1st. And that's, you know, that's when, that's metaphorical, right? Because the course is going to be 7 months long, and it's going to run through autumn and winter of the year. And that's perfect because it's about the autumn and winter of life. And I love the season analogy. I mean, you know, spring is you're young and you're vibrant and you're growing up and you're sprouting up and you're becoming an adult and you're getting your schooling and you're starting your life. And then you go into the summer of life, and it is hot in the summer. You're raising your children, you're getting your career, you're in the heat of your main career years and your main year of raising children, and things are crazy and busy, and you're doing and you're accomplishing and you're accumulating and on and on and on, right? And then comes autumn. And autumn, things slow down a little, the days get a little shorter and a little softer, and you begin to think hopefully in a different way, and that's where we're going to focus.
It will be really interesting to see. And so my question is, how do they sign up? You've done all that stuff. I don't even know how they sign up.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been doing this little pre-course on why to have a different mentality, and a lot of you listeners have been involved in that. And we've been talking about it on the show a lot. But as of today, we're recording this on the 15th
of
August. And as of today at noon, it's a few more hours from when we're recording, registration will open. And so any of you who are interested, just go to valuesparenting.com, all one word, valuesparenting.com. And right at the top, you'll see a little banner that says how to live the second half of life. Click on that and you can read a much more organized discussion of why we're doing this course and who the adjunct faculty is, because it's not just us. I mean, we had the joy of going out and getting the people we want to model our lives after and having them join us as sort of part-time teachers or helpers or commenters on the class. And you can read all about that at valuesparenting.com, the banner right at the top, how to live the second half of life. And so we'd love to have anyone who's interested read about this course and join us if you wish.
So with that, we want to say thank you for joining us today and helping us think through some things. No matter what era of life you're in, because life is great.
Yeah,
life
if you're a younger person,
so
get your parents involved in this.
And I don't think there's too many teenagers watching.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Anyway, we really love being with you. We hope that you have a great week, and we will see you next time on Ayers on the Road.
Bye till then.